Oh my God, here we are for another episode of Gutting the Sacred Cow. Before we get to it, guess what? We are coming up on a couple of milestones. We're almost at 100 episodes. Wow. And are almost at our 2-year anniversary. Thank you all so much for being part of this podcast. Kevin, Israel, and I cannot thank you enough. You guys are wondrous, magical human beings. And guess what? For this episode, whoa boy, we brought back one of our aces and easily a fan favorite. Dave Landau returns to do The Social Network. That's right, The Social Network. And thanks again for everybody who follows us on Twitter, subscribes to us on YouTube. If you have not yet done so, please do so. That would help. We love you all. Thank you so much. Here we go, Dave Landau doing The Social Network.
Gather around, here's what I know. It's just that this cow has got to go. I know some people kinda like it, yeah, it's trending right now.
Come on, Dorn. Get in front of the damn ball. Don't give me that Olé bullshit. Kevin Israel, name that film.
That's not even. That's, yeah, like you're. It's like you're like, get in the high chair and I'll feed you.
Yeah. It's quite a curveball, isn't it, Vaughn? Jesus.
That's just, you know what? Fuck you.
All right. Listen, you missed some easy ones before, so let's not, you know.
That one.
No.
That one was a real dinger.
Yeah. I gave him 2 from the Rockies.
His easy ones are like, come on, that was said by extra number 4 in Thunderdome in the director's cut. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, this one's just crazy major league trivia.
Kevin Goatee, Kevin Israel, you know that voice, guys. It's one of our faves, Dave Landau. Dave, how you doing, pal? What's been new and exciting?
Good, man. Nothing, just doing stand-up, touring around. This weekend I'll be in Tacoma, Washington. And, just, you know, louder with Crowder and that sort of thing. DaveLandau.com for all your Dave Landau needs.
Oh, my
God. There are many.
Aren't there?
Did I sell it well?
You always sell.
Oh, yeah.
There's at least 2.
Here we go. Dave Landau for his 3rd appearance. Kevin Israel, actually, I should ask you, what are you up to? How you been, buddy? What's
good? Good. Everything's good here. Just doing some stand up and trying to survive.
Well, you're in a nice house. You got the Winklevoss house.
Well,
you got the Army Hammer. Yeah.
you have the leather bound editions behind you as well of books. So it
means- many. Yeah. Mahogany.
Rich mahogany. Dave Landau has returned, and I dare say this one is not as headline grabbing as some of the other films he has chosen to do on our podcast. This one he has chosen to do, The Social Network, a 2010. Can you believe this shit's already over 10 years old? 2010, a budget of $40 million, a worldwide haul of 224. It made over 90 here in the States, but over 224 worldwide. In 2021 dollars, that's a $48.2 million budget, a $270.2 million haul. Not bad.
No, not bad for a boring. Anyway, we'll get into it.
IMDb 1 through 10, as we know, is a scale in which it is rating films. Dave Landau, our guest, our friend, what did The Social Network get on the old 1 through 10 with decimal points?
On IMDb, I'm going to go 7.3.
Kevin Israel.
A little higher, 7.9.
7.7.
I was thinking 7.7.
Oh.
And yet.
Here we are.
I said 7.3 because I thought people were better. And
they never are.
Usual, they,
why would you ever think people are better?
Yeah, you just set yourself up for disappointment.
When he said 7.3, I thought he was talking about Axl Rose's waist circumference.
Yes.
Critics.
He definitely looks like Mickey Rourke. He does.
he ate Mickey Rourke, Matt Sorum, and Izzy Stradlin, and Stephen Adler.
Yes. Yeah, and Adler.
Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes, Kevin Israel, you know it, you love it. Critics, Rotten Tomatoes score 1 through 100. What did The Social Network score?
80%.
Dave Landau.
I'm going to go 78%.
96.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, this is a critic's darling. They love it.
What? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It got nominated out the wazoo from what I remember.
It did. Yeah. I mean, David Fincher is an amazing director, but it doesn't make it a good movie.
Fair. Now, Dave Landau, what did the audience score for Social Network?
Ooh. I'm going to go 76%.
Kevin Israel.
81.
86.
What?
I can't believe you were flummoxed and at a loss for words. Landau.
Well, it's the Facebook movie. Why would it be that much?
Because it's Facebook.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's
the best. Are you surprised?
I just... Well, yeah, somebody paid for these reviews.
Well, and that, and I guess the Facebook sucked out all the good karma for the emoji movie as well. So we have that to contend with. And,
yeah, that's true. They did make sure that flopped.
I just came up for TikTok, the movie. That's to be my jam.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Quotes.
I like MySpace.
By the way,
they could do a movie about that.
Someone like tweeted at Tom who created MySpace. Excuse me. And he's like, yeah, I made like, I don't know, several hundred million. I live on a yacht. You all can suck my dick as I won.
Absolutely he won.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's defunct. He doesn't even have to run a business.
No.
Nope. He just made something. Somebody made it better and he got to leave. That's the best.
He doesn't get blamed for rigging elections or influencing.
No one even thinks about him. He's not even recognizable in 2021. It's the best life.
Right. Unless he's in this position.
Yeah,
that right. Picture from the
with the same haircut and looking like he's still 23
in a white t-shirt.
Yeah. It looks like someone barged on him taking a dump and he had no choice but to smile.
Yeah, he's like, you're not a billionaire. It's like, do you know that there's just homeless people all over where I invented that? I'm doing just fine. He's got to be a billionaire though, right? At least a billion.
Who? MySpace?
No.
Yeah, Tom?
No, I don't think he's a billionaire. He's probably worth a few hundred.
Really?
He's just fine.
That's how you win.
Unless he unless he just reinvested into other shit. But if he just took the money and ran, I mean, he easily, we should probably Google this, 100 million. And you know he's on that yacht kicking it with the guy who created the Laserdisc and the other one who created Betamax.
Yeah, see, all these guys made great choices. They made just a great amount of money off technology and then weren't needed. Yeah. It's like whoever came up with Virtual Boy for Nintendo.
Oh, my God.
They just paid him to leave.
Or the Power Glove.
I feel like he didn't make any money. Glove.
Yeah, he's probably got like 300 bucks. I'm sure he's dead. I'm sure he just... shot himself with whatever he made from the Virtual Boy.
Or the Power Glove, if you recall that, a travesty.
Well, the problem with the Power Glove was the guy who showed it to the world in The Wizard is a pedophile.
Yes.
So you don't want that guy in real life, the guy who plays with the hand. Touches kids.
Ironically, we're doing that film after you.
Are you really doing The Wizard?
No, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Sorry.
Okay. So yeah, you say The Wizard, wouldn't exactly be very hard to prove is terrible. I love it, but.
Boy, I watched it not too long ago. It's fucking bad. It's
terrible. I watched it with my son, yeah.
I never saw it.
Don't rush.
In the theater because it was the late 80s and Fred Savage, or early 90s, whatever. Fred Savage, two words.
Oh, and Super Mario Brothers 3. That got everybody's dick hard.
Well, that's why everybody went to see it, was to see a preview of the game.
Yeah.
My buddy went to Stanford, and his roommate was Fred Savage. And he said that he just constantly had women in his room. And he'd be like, oh, you know what? I'll stay somewhere else tonight. He'd be like, no, it's cool. You can stick around.
Was he filming that James Vanderbeek movie? The Bret Easton Ellis one?
What was that called? Rules of Engagement?
Rules of Attraction.
I'd say Attraction. Thank you.
I love Bret Easton Ellis. That movie's not too bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Fred Savage, though, is just like a chunky sex addict in it. It's great.
I would love to know. I would just be the first thing I'd say as I moved in my shit. You go, oh, Fred Savage, you're my roommate. Come here. Let me smell your fingers. Does Danica McKellar still have her scent up on you?
Oh, that guy.
Oh, Winnie Cooper.
Still hot.
By the way, still fucking hot. She's like a math.
Because she didn't age. No. She looks the same.
Two in the pink, one in the Cooper.
The Mini Cooper.
Yes. Yeah, she was 10. So let's move on from this.
So what's that, YouTube? We just got shut down?
Yeah.
And the FBI is coming to your house.
Quotes, I'm 6'5", 220 pounds, and there are two of me. I knew you were going to take that one.
Son of a bitch.
I know. And of course,
son of a bitch.
That was too easy. And the other one, I'm CEO, bitch.
Oh, God.
Too easy. Kevin Israel, anything left on that bone for you?
No, the only one that I liked is your best friend is suing you for $600 million.
Oh, God. Yeah, the Andrew Garfield character.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you also
I call
have
him Spider-Man. Thank you.
That whole line with the Winklevoss twins when he says that is to just make it the Karate Kid.
Yeah.
So he's just the underdog, and you have these bullies who were essentially robbed by this guy.
Well, and they say that, don't they? At some point, they say like my brother and I are in skeleton costumes chasing the Karate Kid around the gym.
Right. Yeah.
Only thing next is missing is Elizabeth's shoe to get him trouble and getting his ass beat on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what's so weird about it, though, is they do something that's subtle, and then they tell you what they did. You're like, wow, that's great. Could have just left it as the Karate Kid.
Davey,
Aaron Sorkin's not subtle.
No.
No, he's not good.
I like
this
some
was
of this, stuff.
This was leftover West Wing scripts.
Oh, don't you go after West Wing, you son of a bitch.
Please. He just changed Martin Sheen to Jesse Eisenberg and as usual he didn't live up to a better actor.
Never watched one episode.
Josiah Bartlett should be president.
Oh, I didn't either. These are assumptions.
Speaking with conviction on a topic you know nothing about, that's
exactly
how you make it on Fox News, right?
Yes, it is. That's what I do every time we get into politics. I pretend and the check clears.
Five fun facts.
Five fun facts. Five fun facts for you right now. It's time for five fun more facts. Five fun facts for you right now.
Want to take a guess who took turned down the role of Mark Zuckerberg? I'll give you a hint. Of course, huge in the late 90s. Huge actor.
Matthew Perry.
They couldn't roll him out of his narcotic-induced coma yet for this, so I have to say no to that, Dave.
Tom Sizemore?
see above example.
Boy, huge in the late 90s. Was it the kid from Sequest?
Jonathan Davis, the guy who killed himself from Lady
Brandis. Hugs? Brandis, yeah, the guy who hung himself. Yeah. Is that who was in it?
Only like in the Wizard of Oz, like hanging the scenery behind on a tree. Like the
that's true. That's right. That old urban legend.
Unlike Dave, I will not dip back into my 90s knowledge of B celebrities and just say I don't know.
Timberlake?
No. The answer
he's in it.
I know. But the answer is Shia LaBeouf turned down the role of Mark Zuckerberg.
I wouldn't go late 90s with that. That was
late
2000s. Early...
Did I say 9? Oh, my God.
Late 90s.
I apologize. I meant to say late 2000s. I apologize. I fucked that up. All right. Scratch that.
Honey Boy was a good movie. I'll stand by it.
Didn't see that. It's in the queue. I'll get on
it's
that.
It's good.
Okay. Want to take a stab who was considered for the role of Sean Parker, but Fincher obviously decided to go with Timberlake? Who was considered for the role of Sean Parker? And the same applies. Huge in the late 2000s. Excuse me. Late 2000s.
One of the people Matthew Broderick killed with his car. Are you getting into Ferris Bueller after this? Yeah. I just wanted to remind you that he killed people.
Yeah. Jennifer Grey's nose struck a pedestrian and at fast speed and killed him.
Who gets a better nose and loses everything? She's the only person on earth to have that happen to her.
That's what makes me believe in God.
Me too. And he's hilarious.
I was going to say Renee Zellweger is my second choice, but she got
I made you look stupid and I made you famous. You don't understand.
Yeah, you were a movie star with a ridiculous face and then you took it away. She did great movies and then Dancing with the Stars. That's, ugh.
Take a guess who was considered for the role of Timberlake. Any guesses? Huge in the late 2000s. Huge.
Huge in the late 2000s? Well, it wouldn't be... I'm thinking Adam Devine, but he's bigger now. I don't know. I don't know these kids.
Israel, I'm an adventure guess?
No idea.
Jonah Hill.
Oh, wow, they really leaped from that to Timberlake. Well, I guess Jonah Hill can really fluctuate depending on what role he's playing.
Yeah.
That's like being or like, what, do you want a ring ding or do you want a steak?
Yes. Do you want a guy who's really handsome or do you want Jonah Hill?
pre-gastric bypass, whatever he did to lose all that weight.
Oh, yeah. But
number two, here's a shocker. Both Jesse Eisenberg and Mark Zuckerberg both share obsessive compulsive disorder tendencies. You don't say.
Yeah, it's called autism.
Yeah. Note number one, cross that off. The film took place not at Harvard, but Johns Hopkins. They would not let them film there.
Huh. After the Joe Pesci with Honors movie, they don't want anything filmed in Boston.
What a callback, again. Jeff, with Jesus Honors. Christ. The bum living in the library fucking film. This is
I might be a bum, but I'm a Harvard bum.
This is why, see kids, you want to know how to get invited on the show? You have deep cuts that even make esoteric Kevin Goatee go, that's fucking good. Number four, I'm not going to let anyone try and guess. Aziz Ansari auditioned for the role of Divya Narendra. Aziz admits his audition was awful, but was pissed how a non-Indian was cast.
I think he could have played that. Oh, I'll get into that with Garfield. We will discuss how a non-Indian was cast.
Number five, 268.
Or a Latino? I don't know.
He's Italian. Max Meganella, I think his name is.
That's who it was, yeah.
268 hours and 35,000 gigs of footage that were shot for this film translates, though, to 1.45 million feet of film, which is exactly half of what Judd Apatow would make an airline safety video.
That's true. Just a lot of extra half hours that are there for no reason.
All right. Now, Dave, this is our newest section, and this one is called Ask a Gutter, which is where we invite our guests to write questions for you to gutter to see if you can answer them. And if they're ones that are going to be answered in your argument, just say so.
Ask a gutter, ask a gutter, ask a gutter, ask a gutter.
Sean Clements asked, make Landau answer how the Social Network would have been better if the main characters were dressed as juggalos from The King of Detroit.
Well, how wouldn't it have been? I'll give you three words. Big money rustlers.
Fair. I got to scroll through some of these for Ferris Bueller.
They really should do the entire movie as juggalos. There needs to be more movies just remade with clown paint.
And instead of apple teenies, do they drink Faygo?
They do. That's a juggalo on my wall behind me. That's me as Crispy Jones on the old Dirty Bastards.
How is that not your driver's license picture?
It should be. I think next time I get one taken, it'll just be full clown paint.
Zyphos asks, I genuinely hope Dave Landau kicks the ever living shit out of the Social Network, beats down Lex Luthor as the human cyborg's relations, and generally shits all over that terrible, terrible, terrible movie. Thank you.
Thank you. I agree. And that Lex Luthor was one of the hardest things I've ever watched.
Oh, get me started.
We did this so on this very podcast. It's the autistic Lex Luthor. Brandon Oglesby at Newark Knight for Dave Landau. Who was worse in the film? Eisenberg, a.k.a. the worst Luthor, Timberlake, or the guy who played the twins?
Armie Hammer.
Why?
Who played the twins. Because he manages to make them even more unlikable than they are in real life. And also, it's good that there aren't two Armie Hammers, because then he'd really be raping a lot of people.
He'd be a monster in an all-you-can-eat barbecue buffet, right?
Yeah, so certainly would. He actually came from, like, a long line of rich people, so he definitely knew the role.
I mean, but look at him.
Yeah,
I would say that at least the other ones were trying, but they are very – he's very bad in everything. Especially the
Lone Ranger.
Ranger, yeah.
And that does it for Ask a Gut, everybody. Thanks for writing in. We appreciate that. And now, Kevin Israel, I get to sit back and giggle my fucking face off as Dave Landau goes to Gut
the Sacred Cow. I love when the guests.
I figured I knew the last word. Okay, so this guy has a girlfriend in the first scene of the movie because it needs it for the movie to happen. Not that it was real. In real life, he already had one. He just wanted to make something. I know it's artistic license, but if you have to make something a true story, maybe it's not such a great story.
Fair.
Okay, we'll start here. The Motormouth Sorkin horseshit dialogue. I'm just reading what I wrote. He writes everything like they're either the Micro Machine guy or Dennis Leary in 1992.
John Mushida, the Micro Machine man?
Everything's written like that, the way no human being talks. It feels like an episode of Gilmore Girls where they can say asshole. It just feels like a network drama with better lighting and less going on. One of the quotes, dating you is like dating a Stairmaster. That means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. And this is full of lines where I can picture Aaron Sorkin at a laptop writing them and then high-fiving himself.
You know what's funny about that, Dave? I actually wrote that quote down, but I watched the movie however long ago I watched it. And going back, I looked at the quote and I was like, I don't even know the context of this. I don't know why this line happened. I have no idea why I wrote it down.
Yeah, you get why, like, you kind of get what she means, but then it doesn't apply in any way whatsoever. It's like, okay, so a Stairmaster doesn't go anywhere. He's a billionaire.
I would take that as it's a great workout.
Yeah, I would be like, what does that mean? You mean
damn
that
right.
It's a never-ending
more like a Bowflex, but okay.
Really more like a stairway to heaven, you dingbat.
Bowflex. What's next? Tybo with Billy Banks and then the other guy. You got to work. You got to stretch out. The other.
Oh, I forgot about that guy who just
the gay black gentleman. Yeah.
Yeah, the one. Yeah, I know.
Oh, from a Beachbody.
We only went to dinner once.
And then right to the bathhouse.
Yes. Here's more that I wrote. There's a bit of a 90s thing where they keep trying to make hacking look sexy and cool, but it just isn't at all. No matter how much fucking Trent Reznor music you put to it, it's not sexy and it's not cool and it's not really exciting. I think in real life it could be because you're risking something, but watching someone on a computer is not riveting ever.
Wait, you mean to tell me that you watched Hugh Jackman get blown with a gun to his head in Swordfish,
right?
While he hacked into the CIA, and you weren't just a little bit excited?
There's two things I like in Swordfish:
Halle Berry's tits, and
yep. That's it.
Yeah, that's.
Wait a minute, I'll throw one more out there. How about the first film ever by Angelina Jolie in a little film called Hackers?
Yeah, it's a terrible movie.
It's such a guilty pleasure of mine. It's just not.
It's not good though.
No, I know.
It's not a good movie. It's, but yeah, I mean,
hack the planet.
But this movie had the hacker's feel of that cool '90s renegade nerd, which just is ugh.
The only thing missing was a sick ass virtual reality helmet.
Yes, yeah, would have been exciting. A virtual boy. Putting house music to Jesse Eisenberg robotically reciting a bunch of tech jargon he doesn't actually understand doesn't make it any more entertaining. It's like Urkel wearing leather pants.
Did I do that?
Yeah. And the violin theme through the entire thing is just, it's like watching Heath Ledger's Joker die of cancer. That's what it's a soundtrack to. It doesn't do anything. It's confused on what the tone of the movie is. This is, I don't give a shit the movie. This is a good point, because you were talking about it earlier, that I did write down. I had no idea it was 11 years old. That's how little interest I had in this. And I saw it in the theater. And I forgot. I just completely forgot it existed. The 4 a.m. phone call to the administrator is amazing because it tries to be Independence Day. It's like, yeah, there's not a meteor hurtling towards Earth. It's just that there's a computer crashing. That's it. That's all that happens in this intense scene that requires it just had to be in the movie.
You'd all be dead if it wasn't for my son, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes, you'd all be dead if it wasn't for my Mark.
I love that scene.
I know you do.
I love that movie. It's such a good movie.
Oh, it's such dog shit. You know what you said?
I love it.
Great you said Hackers is bad. It is. Independence Day is fucking bad. Let's all.
Oh, you can't put Hackers and Independence Day on the same sentence.
No,
they're both Judd Hirsch. Is Judd Hirsch and Randy Quaid in Hackers?
No, but Johnny Lee Miller is.
Well, I'll give you that, but Randy Quaid. Dude, Randy Quaid's the best. I love that man.
Fisher Stevens is in Hackers. He was the great Indian in Short Circuit 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah, which he apologizes for. And I was like, yeah, I regret it. It's like, how could you possibly regret that of all the things you've done and listen, haven't done?
It gave him the ability to slide in between Michelle Pfeiffer's legs. So I give him a high five.
Yeah, he did it right. This is my note on Eisenberg. He just sucks. He has the screen presence of a manila envelope.
That's like an insult to manila envelopes everywhere.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's just flat and boring. And you don't really root for him or against him. He's just kind of there. And it's the star of the movie. I feel like every positive review of this movie falls under repeat something enough and it's true. Critics are pussies and no one wanted to dissent. They have the integrity of alt comics. That's where we're at with that.
Oh, you ain't whistling Dixie.
No, we discussed this for a second earlier. Andrew Garfield got in under the wire as white guy playing Latino. He'd be crucified today. They didn't even think about casting Hispanic actor. They just gave a chimney sweep shoe polish and dressed him up like Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, my God.
He sucks so much. He sucked more than in Spider-Man.
And, which is a hard task because that film is both are trash.
I didn't mind the super Christian one he did that Mel Gibson directed, Heartbreak Ridge.
That was good. I like that one.
That's he was good one. In that. But it probably takes the intensity of Mel Gibson to really get you acting your best. I feel like he can bring the best out of you just with intimidation.
Especially if you're Jewish.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you're going to do this, Christian.
Listen, if you don't get this take right, I'm going to make you come in my hot tub and blow me.
Blow me. That's what it's there for. It's why I bought a hot tub. Are you going to wear that, Andrew Garfield? You're going to get raped by a pack of comments. I don't know how smart a college girl is, by the way, but she wouldn't even know or care who Sean Parker is. She would have just stolen music from Napster. The whole scene was just out of the realm of any sort of reality. The suspense of people getting into Facebook is non-existent, and the movie seems to think that it is. It's like if they made an Angry Birds movie and it was just showing people downloading it on their phones. That's how intense. It's so shit. The nonlinear timeline. That was another thing. I don't know if you guys noticed. The way that it cuts back and forth between past and present, it was incredibly hard for me to follow, even though I watched it several times. And I don't know what goddamn meeting he's in at any given time. And I don't give a shit. That's the amazing part. It's like Quentin Tarantino made a movie about a guy doing his taxes.
Well, that's, and you know what? It's a great point because there's a number of like depositions going on and they're all supposed to be with different people and different attorneys. And it might as well just be them all sitting in a room answering questions because it just doesn't make a difference.
They could have shot it like 12 Angry Men and just told the story. I mean, it could have been Barton Fink. There's just no reason needed to exist beyond that. You guys do know that David Fincher directed a lot of commercials.
Yes.
And it definitely showed in this because it's a highlight reel of them. It's just clinking martini glasses, rowing. It basically looks like an ad for vodka and herpes medicine. The entire thing is just booze and sneakers. There's no reason for any of it to exist. It's just ad campaign after ad campaign after ad campaign directed by David Fincher.
And come to Florida State University.
Yes. Well, that's a good point, too, is I don't care about the Ivy League like this Goodwill Hunting as I did on your show. It just reminded me of how up their own ass the elites are. I've been to Harvard and Yale campuses, and they're boring, ugly places with old buildings that make me want to blow my brains out. Watching lacrosse players playing beer pong is not cool, no matter how much you try to make it look like Fight Club. It's fucking just a boring, boring movie. The hacking contest scene. There you go. How's that for awful? Again, it's like Goodwill Hunting. It's basically the Goodwill Hunting bar scene done as hacking. But maybe this is the type of shit smart people are into. But it rings false to me. And if not, that's really their fucking problem. Sorry. I wrote a lot of swears because I was mad watching it.
How do you like them apple teenies?
Yeah, how do you like that? Clink, clink. the clubbing scene. Oh, my Lord. He would have just said she's a model if he hadn't just recognized her outright. And then Mark Zuckerberg just, like, is building shit. Megalomaniacs like power, not necessarily fucking. Look at the time real life Mark Zuckerberg's wife.
Yeah.
And tell me that he was in it for pussy.
Yeah.
Just look her up and then tell
me. I did. Yeah. Very, very plain to say.
He wasn't doing it to get laid. That's not what, same with Bill Gates' wife, where you're like, she's finally leaving him and it's like, yeah, but who cares?
At least Bezos did it right.
She looks like a school nurse. You're like, wow, you've had sex with that? I understand why you were on Epstein's plane. The regatta scene that I hated. They should have just put a Nike logo at the end of it. It's a self-indulgent shit that had no purpose. Did they deplatform Facebook because it was fucking with their heads? Maybe just because they lost. Either way, I don't care.
Fair.
Yeah. This should be character driven, but none of the characters are anything. Who do I root for? Arrogant white dickhead or other arrogant white dickhead? There's nobody that you sympathize with. There's no empathy to anybody. I have zero investment in Jesse Eisenberg. I think I've mentioned that earlier, and his character, he has no redeeming qualities and is in no way compelling.
I have to ask, because I rewatched this recently, and it's actually still good. Zombieland, the first one. The second one stinks.
Yes, it is. The first one's awesome.
Yeah, and then after that, it's trash.
I never saw the second one.
It's bad. It's
terrible.
Bad. It's like D+.
It's like Kick-Ass 2 to Kick-Ass. Kick-Ass is great. Yeah. Kick-Ass 2 is unwatchable.
I feel like Jesse Eisenberg is like a very specific weapon that you can only use in like three situations, and anything beyond that, it's just not going to work.
Ooh, sports analogy time. Jesse Eisenberg is that lefty out of the bullpen to get one out and one out only.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That was my other analogy. Yep.
Then they send him back to the minors for a while, and then he appears at the majors, and you're like, he doesn't belong here.
He's the Mike Myers, the lefty for the Red Sox and Yankees.
He really is. He's the... also, the whole movie, it feels like a meeting I'm trying not to fall asleep during.
Yeah.
It has the entertainment value of Jury Duty, or the movie Jury Duty.
Pauly Shore.
Yes. What I really hated, and this is completely on Sorkin, the lame dialogue where Justin Timberlake foreshadows Instagram. Isn't that amazing
how yeah.
he was able to do that after it had already been invented and taken off? It's so riveting.
Yeah. I'm going to marry the girl who plays the female agent in the A-Team. I see my future.
Yeah, I see how this is going to go. What else do I have? Eduardo gets fucked over. But then the epilogue says, oh, it worked out just fine. Because it did. The guy's a literal billionaire. You don't leave feeling bad for any of them. And the Winklevoss twins, they just found Bitcoin and hang on to that.
Not only is he a billionaire, he moved to Thailand to avoid tax implications.
Yeah, that's what he says, because that's what we go to Thailand for.
You know what to Thailand? Rod Roddy from The Price is Right, because he got caught with a treasure trove of boys.
Did he really?
100%.
Is that why they have the new Rod Rowdy?
Rowdy, yeah. He got caught with that a long time ago.
Boy, can you imagine his excitement? He was probably being way too loud when he was...
But he was always able to guess the price of a blowjob.
Oh, he certainly was.
Come on down, 10-year-old Thai doc.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if he's in Thailand, it's pretty much whatever he wanted to pay, I'm sure. Just
I'll pay 3 bahts for that young ass over there.
Yeah, he just brings all the canned food you guessed on.
All the Progresso soup we couldn't figure out.
$1.20 7 boxes of Kraft macaroni and cheese back in my apartment.
Oh, yeah. It's
$1.29 in America, but in Thailand, that's 17 male rectums who are under the age of 10.
Yes. The parting in the movie is completely inaccurate to an autistic person. It's alarmingly false. And anybody, I think, would bash their head through a wall at any point if they were put in those situations. And I just say this as one of my best friends has Asperger's. And
Which comic are we talking about?
Matt McClowery. Brilliant comedian. We have... And now this is my list. The moral of the movie, I guess, is that he pursued what he wanted so ruthlessly that he got what he wanted and still ended up alone. I don't know. But he wasn't because he was dating his wife. So it was really just a bunch of bullshit peddling nothing. So at the end of the movie, there's no value to it. There's nobody who stood out as somebody you liked. It looked like a commercial. That was it. I'm going to go with – and it made hacking look cool, and it's not the movie Hacker, so it's not okay.
Plus, you see a little Angelina Jolie titty pre-implant. Fun fact.
Yes. Yeah, the nonlinear timeline, the suspense, like I said, it's not there. The college girls being way smarter than college girls actually are as well. nothing – nothing makes me believe that Hollywood, now that you brought up Rod Roddy Piper, he's the best.
Yeah, of course.
Nothing makes me believe Hollywood is full of sex offenders than the fact that no one can wrap their head around the concept of that people do things sometimes just to get their dick wet.
Dave Landau, give me a number 1 to 10 of your opinion on The Social Network.
Let's see. I'm going to go a 3.
Wow. All right. We've had a steady stream of people going, yeah, this film's not that good. 5. Like that's not a true hatred, but
4 is not a true hatred. I mean, there's certainly people that are capable actors at times, and David Fincher is a great director. He's just, this is movie's terrible.
Fair. Kevin Israel, why don't you go first and kick things? Oh, actually, I forgot one more thing. One other Ask the Gutter. Our buddy David, the producer, wants to know. He loved your other movie. He wants to know if you're working on a second film right now.
Yes, I am. I am. We're planning on shooting it this Christmas because I need the I need decorations, and I film everything very inexpensively in guerrilla style. So I got to wait till December.
He's gonna hit up the dollar.
So you make porn, is what you're saying?
That's correct. Yes, Christmas porn.
Hey, everything's seasonal.
Yes.
He's also getting a little in Fago. It's for his Juggalo reenactment at his house. It's,
yes.
Jay and Two Shaggy Two Dope and Violent Jay to fight the Grinch who stole Christmas. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a movie called The Posse, and it's pretty good.
The Posse?
Excellent.
No, that's what you think when you first hear it, but it's just the Clown Posse.
Oh. Posse.
It's Kevin a really low budget biopic.
I want to hear the Marshall Mathers Mother biopic. That's what I want to see, if you have that in your wheel.
I think I'm going to make it in the future. It will also star Kim Basinger, and she will be getting drilled by Michael Shannon the whole time. It will be just like 8 Mile.
His face is very unsettling, Michael Shannon. Too many skin tags for my liking. Kevin Israel, why don't you kick it off, pal?
So I've broken my notes up this time, and I'm going to try to keep these in some kind of order rather than just blurting them out. So I'm going to start with themes, and Dave actually hit on it. This movie has no good guy or bad guy. Typically, movies have somebody you're kind of rooting for and somebody you're rooting against. Everybody in this movie is an asshole, or is at least presented as an asshole. Mark Zucker, clearly an asshole. Sean Parker, absolutely an asshole. The Winklevosses, assholes despite themselves. Eduardo, he's not quite an asshole. He's just an idiot and a sucker. So he might as well be an asshole. But he gets rich, so now he's an asshole. So there's nobody you want to win in this, and you already know that everybody ends up just fine. Everybody in this movie ends up at least a millionaire.
Yes.
Like nobody ends up, at least if like one of the Winklevosses ended up with like one leg on the street trying to blow guys for like a hit, you'd be like, all right, well, there's something compelling about this. No, they're all rich. They're all rich riding yachts and influencing governments. Like,
yeah, there's no antagonist, and there's nobody who has they're all antagonists, but they don't have the balls to be an antagonist.
Right. Right.
It makes no sense. Yeah. Right.
Except for poor Rooney Mara. She's still shaking a change cup outside of Harvard Yard.
That's true. She might still be out there, but she's a Harvard bum. Yeah. So that's a millionaire up here.
Her and Joe Pesci can hang out together again with honors.
They sure can. Too. Yeah, they can. I like to see with honors mixed with school ties.
Cowards!
Just a Harvard bum who's drawn swastikas all over Brendan Fraser's bedroom.
I just want to watch Brendan Fraser have to throw a football again. That was the biggest hate crime of that entire film.
You mean now that he's turned into Rodney Dangerfield? That man is not aging well.
He got in the fat. Yeah. Oh, it's uncomfortably fat. Movie he was just in, every time he was on the screen, I was like, holy shit!
Yeah, it's...
And somebody was like, he got fat for this part. I was like, no, he didn't.
He looks like... He just
got fat.
I've seen milk lift out in the sun for 2 weeks that look better than he does right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He's terrible.
I've seen Brendan Fraser movies that are better than he looks.
Blast from the Past? Is that what you're speaking of?
Yeah. There's scenes in it where that's funny. Encino Man, I liked as a child.
I like how you had to add as a child, but as an adult, it's an egregious piece of shit. I'll
watch. And Pauly Shore is back in the rotation.
Yeah, why wouldn't he be?
At one point in the movie, Zuckerberg says that he doesn't care about money. And it's kind of a throwaway line, but I think it's important. Because so Zuckerberg doesn't care about money, but he goes on to be one of the wealthiest people in the world. But he cares about popularity. So is that or power? What is it that we're trying to rally against in this movie? Because I feel like everything they're rallying against, the movie's kind of for. Because all of these guys end up again millionaires. So Zuckerberg doesn't care about money, and he's just looking to create something. Zuckerberg's character has no motivation in this movie, and the movie's not quite a biopic where you're like, all right, I'm just getting the facts, so I'm just learning how this happened. You can feel that there's a lot fictionalized in this because all of the characters are made out to be much cooler or badder or edgier than we know they are. All of these guys are absolutely boring dorks, 100%. None of them. Maybe the Winklevosses would have been interesting to hang out with. But the rest of them probably are just introverted, boring idiots who the movie makes them all out to be much more compelling than they are because they try to drive this plot that doesn't really exist forward.
Yeah, if the Winklevoss twins grew up in like Harlem or something, that would be different. But they're people that go to regattas.
Right.
Like you just either have that blue blood or you don't. And there's two ways you end up when you have that much money. It's either you're a billionaire like they are, or you just OD.
I was just going to say you die with a needle in your arm.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, one or the other.
Right. Yeah, everybody spends time talking about how did he blow $700 million? How do you do that? So I think the bad guy in this movie is actually Facebook itself. Because they keep talking about Facebook like it's this thing, it's growing and it's evolving, and they try to make almost Facebook. This movie almost feels and Dave hit it on the head when he said it was like that scene in Independence Day or in Armageddon where they're talking about like this meteor coming down. They talk about Facebook like it's almost like this monster that's taking over that none of them can control. And really, we know what Facebook is. It was a place that you could share Farmville. And all your friends write ridiculous political posts. Like it's not this monster, and it's not the antagonist of the movie. So you get there's no real conflict in the movie. Because again, everybody ends up fine.
Right. Now, that's perfectly. Although, I couldn't agree more with everything you're saying.
Although now you can call it Skynet, because when I was at the Guns N' Roses concert, I get ads for this some bullshit drink they are featuring only at fucking giant stadium, MetLife Stadium. I go, well, they're listening to us, kids. This is I'm waiting for the fucking the 100 killers to come with purple lasers shooting at people in trucks shooting purple lasers at said flying robots.
Yeah.
Oh, a long way to go for Snowden. Teaching reference.
Dude, Snowden told us they were watching us 13 years ago, and he's still in hiding because nobody really cared. He's known to protect them. He's
like, I just want to be able to get my shit from Amazon in 2 days. That's all I care about.
And no one cared.
So
last year, no one cared. So what? No one cares.
The stuff I liked about the movie, I love anything set in like the early in the 90s or the early 2000s. I think that was such like an innocent but dangerous time that we were living in, because we were right on the verge of really fucking everything up, but we didn't realize it yet. So we were still just kind of like innocently rolling along, and then everything just fell apart from there. So I love seeing that, like that moment where we were still like, let's just do stuff without consequences. And now we're all like, oh shit, there was consequence to all of this.
Yeah. They were trying to, they were really trying to invent something that was going to take off, and they try to pitch it like they're making the world better, but they just made a greedy, shallow, shitty thing that ruined humanity.
Right.
They just made them.
Yeah, exactly. But what I did like was finding out how nice Harvard dorms are. Harvard dorms apparently look like Hogwarts. And maybe that's obvious, but it really makes me upset about my college experience, because I lived in a prison cell and these kids had mahogany beds.
I hear Nebraska co-eds have some nice campuses.
Co-eds? What are you, 75-year-old retired Vietnam vet?
It's co-eds? A porn thing I used to see pop up all the time.
Co-eds, gay, DP, or BBC?
Yeah, ATM, gay, co-eds. It's Ass to Mouth University. You guys don't watch that?
Should I?
I'm sure it exists.
Or is that Texas A&M, but backwards?
It is, actually. I have some golf balls with that on it, and so I think.
I haven't met too many people who actually went to Harvard. In fact, I don't think I've met anybody. But between this and Good Will Hunting, I know that everybody who went to Harvard is an asshole. Like that, there's everybody went to Harvard, talks about going to Harvard, and they're all assholes. So if I ever meet some, and everybody went to Harvard should be offended by all these movies, because I'm sure there are very nice people who went to Harvard who don't go on to be sociopaths. But these movies just lead us to believe that everyone is an asshole.
You hear me, Natalie Portman?
Is that where she went?
Yeah. She actually consulted. She actually had a meeting with Fincher to talk about life at Harvard to contribute to the script.
And he was like, yeah, no.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to listen to a fucking chick who falls out of a sand fucking vehicle in episode 2 Star Wars. He goes, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's – she just showed the professional and they were like, all right.
When the president of the school blows off this whole situation, the whole thing that Zuckerberg was doing, and tells the Winklevosses to get out of there, I feel like he now, if that really happened, that guy probably looks back on that the same way as the record exec who passed up on Queen in that movie.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, or Blockbuster, who was like, ah, Netflix is stupid.
Yeah. No, people love our stores.
That'll never happen. I don't see anything into the future. That's why I'm here.
And I always pay $6 for a box of Sour Patch Kids and $8 for a tub of popcorn.
Yes, they will always race here and fight over the 8 copies of a new release film we have. Yeah. It will never go away, even though there's people streaming now when you pitch this to me.
Secret fun fact, I enjoyed watching people have bum fights for Friday the 13th Part 8 in the parking lot.
Yes, I did too.
These kids started off ranking how hot their classmates were, and then they created a platform that influenced a revolution and affected campaign election results. And that is the definition of progress. And that, I think, is what we need to take away from this movie. And by the way, they reference Am I Hot in this. I don't know if any of you picked up on that or remember.
Yeah.
Am I?
Hell yeah, I did. And hell yes, yeah, I do remember Am I Hot.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into it, but if you don't remember Am I Hot, or you're too young to, I feel bad for you because that was really when the internet was in its most wonderful infancy.
I'd also like to throw in, I'd like to throw in the fact, one of my jobs I was at, we were on two websites nonstop, Am I Hot and RateMyPoo.com.
I remember that.
That was the best way to make $35,000 back in 2002.
It really distilled men into what we care about. Boobs and shit.
That's a capital B? Fuck yeah, dude. 10.
Yes. And a lot of people died because of both sites. By their own hand and anus.
But I do remember being in college, and we did get those Facebook, that actual book that had we got a book with all of the pictures of every freshman in it, along with their email addresses. I don't know why the school thought this was a good idea. And then we would just sit and go through and find all the cute girls and randomly email them. And that's how, I guess, date rape happened. I don't know. Like, that was...
Yeah. I only went to community college. They brought their kids.
Yeah. It was... Well, they didn't care enough to make a Facebook. And God knows what their faces looked like at community college.
They were all ruined.
But at the University of Delaware, they were fantastic. And... So watching this, watching them do this and watching him be like, I'm setting up this network so we can rate girls. I was like, bro, I was doing that in 1994.
Yeah.
With using the actual Facebook.
Yeah. The yearbook.
We would just sit in classrooms in school, go six.
Yeah. You would just be an awful person. That's what it was back then. You didn't hide behind a fake thing. You were just doing in front of everybody.
Continuing with the bad, and I agree with Dave, the storytelling is incredibly disjointed. They attempt to play cute by going back and forth between the depositions and different points in time, but you end up just losing the train of the actual chronology of the movie, and you never get the sense of the passage of time, of how long things were between. So you stop kind of caring about when or why things happen and are just kind of consuming the moment and not really moving along with the story. It's really bad storytelling, like Dave said. And there's moments in the movie that you know just didn't happen. Like that at the end when the cute attorney looks at Zuckerberg and says, you're not an asshole, but you're just trying so hard. That didn't happen. Nobody said that to him. And I'll tell you what, an associate at one of the biggest law, because these weren't little law firms they were going to, one of the biggest law firms would not have risked her job saying to their client that, by the way, you're an asshole. Like, that's not, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
No, especially because you might get future work out of that client who's loaded.
Yeah, right. And is running an internet platform that's going to be the biggest thing on the planet.
Yeah, taking the artistic license is fine, but making it so painfully obvious is what bothered me about it.
And I'll close with one of my pet peeves. I hate when they cast British people to play Americans.
Yep.
It drives me absolutely crazy because there are plenty of American accent actors that can do it. Now Andrew Garfield did a great American accent, so it wasn't that egregious, but it just drives me crazy. Like, it makes me racist against British people. But casting a British guy to play a Jewish Brazilian kid is uber offensive. Like, there wasn't somebody, they couldn't have even gotten an actual Jew or an actual Brazilian kid. They had to go with Andrew Garfield. That's ridiculous. So yeah, in the end, this movie, I don't hate this movie quite as much as Dave does, but this movie just, it doesn't fall on or off my radar. I watched it, I enjoyed what I could glean from the facts of it, but as a story and as a movie, it's not very good. So I give it a 4.5.
Woo!
That's a 0.5 better.
These notes brought to you by guttingthesacredcow.com. Every day, blog articles is our favorite. That Doesn't Happen, which airs every Monday. Movie reviews, movie news, movies we want to see made, all that happy horse shit. Our t-shirt shop, merch shop, all that good stuff is there. If you want to advertise with us, guttingthesacredcow.com. And goddammit, leave us a 5-star rating, 2 or 3 sentence review on your podcast platform of choice. Notes, I highly doubt that Jesse Eisenberg had to do much method acting to play Mark Zuckerberg. That's just my own two cents. Mark Zuckerberg seems like he would have taken a pickup artist boot camp and worn a big feathery fedora.
Yes. I agree.
Trent Reznor score, I did enjoy that, but I agree. Yeah. Aaron Sorkin's dialogue has more BPM than Gabberhouse music does.
Agreed.
Google Gabberhouse. As a former fraternity guy, and this statement should shock no one, there's not a fucking chance that a hot or not rating game would stop guys watching two, sorry, stop nerds watching two girls who are making out. Hell, in our even in our fraternity house, we put down our Nintendo 64 controllers when playing GoldenEye and put that shit on pause while sorority girls made out. And you think nerds are going to go about their business? That doesn't fucking happen at all. The level of autism that Eisenberg portrays equals to the first 10 spots of a New Jersey open mic.
Yeah, the guy... Corky on Life Goes On seemed less mentally challenged than Eisenberg in this movie. He just seems the right amount of autism to not make Facebook.
I wonder. Sorry, I missed one. I wonder how many times during filming did Armie Hammer fantasize about eating out one of Jesse Eisenberg's rib? Just give me one rib. How much for a cup of soda? You got change for 100?
What if I put a little bit in my palm?
Yeah. I knew one of you two would appreciate that. In fear of getting canceled, only Kevin Israel will be allowed to do Jewish fraternity jokes in that scene with Mark Zuckerberg. Just kidding. I'm going to do one. What's Jewish fraternity hazing? Having to ignore your mother's phone calls for a week?
it's matzo ball soup chugging.
Going outside without your yarmulke? Okay, too easy.
Yeah, going. No. Yeah.
Justin Timberlake falls asleep in a dress shirt after having sex with that Stanford gal. I'm pretty sure I don't know any dude who's ever falling asleep in a dress shirt after fucking. I don't buy that.
Well, depends what you're fucking, friend.
He couldn't find one of her NSYNC jackets to doze off in instead? All right.
Yeah, that guy only wears clothes for movies. Otherwise, his dick's just in people.
He yells, "There's a snake in here." I don't know about you fellas, but I've never had a woman run out of a shower into a room with a snake in it. And also, he didn't waggle his dick in her direction while saying, "There's a snake in here." That's just a missed opportunity for general tomfoolery in this humble person's opinion. I've never heard a woman run into a room where there is a snake. That doesn't happen.
It would never happen. And it's basically what Jonah Hill did in Wolf of Wall Street, except that was believable.
In honor of this film, though, we should all have been drinking apple teenies and then giving our notes while fisting our own assholes at the same time.
There you go.
Kevin Israel and myself are as white as they come, but rowing crew is just a level of white far beyond our level of whiteness.
Jews aren't allowed to row crew. That's a
Is Israel a Jewish name? I wouldn't have thought that.
Interestingly, my dad's Nigerian.
Oh, really?
He's just Sean Parker.
I don't think you are allowed to row crew. There's some truth to that. Or really at Harvard. they let in a few.
They don't like
we can be the treasurer for the crew team.
Yeah, Zuckerberg coming and causing all the riffraff.
Yeah, you could be treasurer for the Skull and Crossbones fraternity. Sean Parker seems like the type of guy to borrow your car and then go over your girlfriend's house and try and fuck her while you're gone on a trip and then return your car, telling you that you're low on gas without giving you any money.
Yeah. So he's Kevin Goatee is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I would at least put half a tank back in for the fella.
I think you've also made the point that he was the hero of the movie.
If you're a fan of Johnny Lawrence and the Karate Kid, then that's a resounding yes.
Yes.
What psychopath woman lights her silk scarf on fire? I've never seen a woman turn on a gift, let alone light it on fire. That's a perfectly good article for autoerotic asphyxiation, as I've seen from many Spice Channel videos. I wish this happened at a state school or community college, because in real life, Zuckerberg would have had the silly beat out of him by two jocks, and the Indian kid would have poured sugar in his gas tank while smearing shit on his windshield wipers.
Yeah, well, the Jewish kid in brown paint.
Zuckerberg never, The fact that Zuckerberg never gets a shit beat out of him is frustrating.
Very much.
Like, that's what I mean. It's like the Karate Kid. He keeps winning.
At least the Karate Kid did get the shit beat out of him.
Yeah, he did. But it's, yeah, there's still, he won with a crane kick. And as much as I love that movie, still to this day, even when I was a little kid, I'm like, well, they would see that coming.
Hey, have you ever been crane kicked? Then shut the fuck up.
No. No.
I was a kid in the 80s who wasn't crane kicked at least once.
What were you on, fucking heroin, Dave? You couldn't see that leg so planted so firm in the back. You
know, oh, I saw, but that's just how you would fight.
So they crane kicked you and then stole your Lou Whitaker jersey right off of you?
They totally took my Alan Trammell bat.
The old, another 84 Detroit Tigers reference I can
my
squeeze in
Chet
there.
My Chet Lemon jersey.
Chet Lemon. And maybe your Matt Noakes autograph card got taken out of your back pocket, too.
I could do
this all day. Do this all day. Listen, I like this film. I do. Hold on.
How dare you?
There are a lot of great points made here. So what I have done, Dave Landau, is a credit to you. I have lowered my score. I like this film. I like a good amount of Fincher stuff. I don't mind the staccato dialogue. I agree the timeline is horse shit. I agree there are no protagonists, antagonists. And you're right. Everyone makes out. I do like it. I won't be rewatching it in the near future, but at least it's like, it's fine. It's fine. 6.5 out of 10. I dropped that 1 point.
Wow. That's really high though.
High because Kevin Goatee has naked statues of the Winklevoss twins in his in his house that he jerks off to every night.
Just 14 karat gold ones that piss on him when he showers.
Excuse me.
He's like, I just wanted to be 6'5", 250. That's all I wanted.
I'm only 3 inches, about 30 pounds below. Actually, but I do have both their fleshlights in my drawer as we speak, so everything works out.
Well, that is exciting. I do have a Winklevoss fleshlight myself.
Winklevi fleshlight? This donation goes to Bitcoin. 6.5 out of 10. You guys made some excellent points. A couple I didn't pick up on. So, bully for you. Let's see what everyone's favorite queef bag 5-star critic reviews have to say.
Critics, 5-star reviews. Critics, 5-star reviews. Critics, 5-star reviews.
In its cold, almost forensic way, this is as tense and exciting as it is absorbing. It really is a miracle.
What?
A miracle.
The Sully Sullenberger plane landing was just meh to this person. Like a Sarah Jessica Parker romantic comedy is like, that's a miracle? This is a miracle?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, miracle is the worst term I've ever heard to describe this film.
If you think that's bad. At last, a movie you can actually discuss afterward and not just on Facebook or Twitter. No. You'll want to chew on it over and over. You'll want to chew it over in person with friends for hours.
Hours?
Yeah, hours. What are you going over? Hours? Where are you going to Golden Corral, you fat fucks?
Yeah. Come on over. We'll talk talk Social Network. It's going to be a fun night. Bring
first
a handgun.
First, I'm going to bang you in the bathroom.
Yeah. We're going to play Russian roulette.
I was just going to say that, you motherfucker. The loser has to hang out with Jesse Eisenberg for 2 hours.
Yeah, you have to rewatch the movie if you're the one that survives.
Yeah. Like Zuckerberg, there you go. This one really. Like Zuckerberg, Fincher excels at data management, delivering vast amounts of information with the utmost clarity and speed. Now, how cute. I was waiting for a friend request accepted joke after that computer comparison fell as I was. But the data management.
I just am upset. I'm still just mad about Miracle.
The Kurt Russell 2003 joyous film about the miracle.
No.
Ice?
No, that's fine.
It's a great film. You enjoy it.
That's much more of one than this. This prom night abortion.
Wow. He just dropped his score another point.
Prom Night Abortion, that's the best emo band you guys have to listen to, by the way.
They're good. They're very good. They cry a lot.
They're going to open for Guns N' Roses in Chicago.
I'm excited.
The combination of rapid-fire dialogue, driven performances, and impeccable editing give The Social Network an incredible sense of energy.
No.
Critics, 1-star reviews.
Critics, one star reviews. Critics, one star reviews.
Watching The Social Network was so epic. It was like watching the Super Bowl, except it was a Super Bowl in reverse. Now, here's someone who doesn't watch sports that tries to make other people think they do when they don't.
Yeah, why would it be like watching a Super Bowl? And it doesn't even make sense.
No, I got it. I understood his reference.
What do you think he means?
Because he's saying you already know how it all ends, and then you're just watching it go backwards.
Oh, so it's like dating a Stairmaster. See how it's nothing?
Dave, you know as well as I do, you're going to use dating a Stairmaster at least 3 times this week.
Yes, I'll probably use it to a lot of people.
A zesty advertisement. A zesty advertisement for the further meaningless Facebookization of our daily routines and further squandering of our free time. I haven't heard the word zesty used in a sentence since Kevin Israel described going to that glory hole last Wednesday.
Not an episode if Goatee doesn't make a glory hole joke.
Is that also how you get zestfully clean? That's what I do.
Cocks in your face, time yeah. for a bar of soap. Oh,
just makes me feel so pure.
Is it better than the Irish Spring people?
Yes. Well, that's
you have some dove on the other side of that wall. Those better.
Those heathens use that. Cavalier when not in your face cocky. Aha, another reference to a glory hole. This Hollywood notion of a dumbed down, sexed up Harvard is a less brainiac boot camp than Ivy League Club Med where nobody does homework. A hyper-capitalist homage to Facebook and an infomercial in biopic clothing.
That one-star review made me like this movie more.
Yes.
Yeah, that was... I hate when the one-star review has to be pompous.
I give that one-star review a one star.
I do.
An anti-charismatic Charles Foster King with social issues, class status, anger, and homoerotic panic. Let's check the old bullshit meter, boys. Nope, nope, and nope. The only homoerotic panic is when Dave Landau is late to return his gay porn DVDs back to the adult movie store.
Well, I'm still a Blockbuster supporter. I have to get back to that section.
The beaded curtain, does that not just send a shiver up your butthole of excitement and anticipation?
Oh, because I know it's going to be a big finish.
Is it big?
Lackluster pedestrian.
It's a finish. it's everywhere.
Lackluster. I got to get it through this.
Filthy piece of shit. Get a napkin.
Lackluster, pedestrian, emotionally hollow, and underwhelming despite exquisite cinematography and a timely, initially intriguing premise. I'm not sure this is much as a review for this movie as it is for my lovemaking style, folks. That's what it comes down to.
Amazon. He's not wrong.
No, he's right at all levels.
Yeah.
Amazon 5-star reviews.
5-star reviews. Amazon 5-star reviews.
If I recommend this movie for nothing else, the decision to cast Eisenberg as Zuckerberg was a no-brainer. Eisenberg is slowly becoming my favorite actor, and his performance in this movie is phenomenal. There are so many moments in this film where Eisenberg has a precise amount of restraint over his facial expressions and is able to speak with his eyes and scowl alone. When talking, his cadence and speech are what could be expected from your stereotypical expectations of an introverted genius, very fast, almost to the point of rambling. These qualities combined with gestures that are also subtle but controlled come together in a way that is absolutely flawless.
Written by Jesse Eisenberg.
Because Jesse Eisenberg has the emotional range of Data.
From Star Trek. True. Or the Asian kid from Goonies. Which one? His name was Data. All right.
It was, yeah.
Don't even get me started on this one. I liked it. Definitely didn't expect this to be the Zuckerberg story about Facebook. I heard he's done a lot to make up for it. Cute, though. Like, really underlining storyline about a chick he loves, though. I used his program 4 years doing something and something else. LOL. Signed, Helen Mirren. I had been waiting to watch this movie without paying $19.99. The movie, very, very interesting on the business end and how people should be not treated nor used. I will watch this again.
Great.
They can never take our freedom.
They will never.
That's
Or is this awful? Or is this Gunnery Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket reading this? a jelly donut in Harvard Yard. Irby. Yeah. Oh, he's so great.
Yeah, that's no good.
I adored this movie. It's not just a movie about Facebook. It's much greater than that. As for the product, it came in great condition. I purchased this a year ago, and its case has been very durable and an overall great purchase for fans of the film.
Well, you know a movie's good when you're rating the case.
That's all the same?
Yeah. Amazon, one-star reviews.
Amazon, one-star reviews.
I stopped watching early on. I don't know if I can update. How much money should half a hack get? I don't want to be stalked by creeps. My husband and I watched it for $3.99 in HD. Found it quite boring and a waste of my time and money. We cannot recommend this movie. We can, however, recommend Room 802 at the beautiful Mount Airy Lodge, though.
Written. What?
So we watched it for $1.99 in SD, an oddly same experience.
Yeah, yeah, so odd.
Next one. No comment. Had great expectation, but.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love a great expectation, but.
Written from the Motel 6, yeah, great room.
Where their power got yanked off mid-sentence of the review. Next one. Absolutely awful. Exercise and self-gratification. Stupid, vapid, talky, and boring. Oh, now I know why so many selfie-taker types are alone and unattached. Because they're self-absorbed jerks, just like the film's protagonist. Stinks. Don't bother. Signed, YouTube influencer working Caroline's November 11th through the 13th.
I want this guy to tell me who was the protagonist. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to see his. Yeah.
Rashida Jones.
Show your work.
It's got to be.
I ordered it for a group event. However, after reviewing it, realized it would be inappropriate for professional use due to language. Signed, KKK chapter out of Fort Sumter, South Carolina.
Well, I'm glad they're still keeping it clean over there.
Fake book is breaking antitrust laws. It is not free. Your freedom is not secure on any of his monopolized sites. This movie shows what kind of crooked person he is. He is a master of puppets at best. Shut Flakebook down. Shut Instagram down.
Signed, Compound Media subscriber.
Oh, boy.
Kevin
I'm
Israel.
Did, they're way more into my new show.
Kevin Israel, did Dave Landau gut the sacred cow?
Dave Landau has successfully gotten a hat trick.
He's the second person to do that.
No, I thought I didn't gut Good Will Hunting, though.
Did you? I forgot. Did he?
I thought you did.
I think we maybe I did.
I don't know.
I don't remember. Did. I think. Oh, I think.
Well,
I,
then regardless, then I you think can cut that out.
Agreed, and Goatee didn't.
Possibly the case, but yeah, he did this have, time. No, but he did this yes, time. I will
absolutely
stamp that approval.
We were on par, friend. I think we each saw the same movie. That's how I'm going to put it. We saw
we
the same set of eyes.
Beautiful job as always, Dave Landau. Once again, what are you up to? Where can we find you?
DaveLandau.com. I rented The Social Network for The Gathering.
The Gathering of the Juggalos. We'll all watch that together. Kevin Israel, what's up with you?
KevinIsrael.com for my calendar as dates are slowly coming in. And please leave us a rating and a review on your social media platform of choice. It really helps us. We had a huge weekend this past weekend, which isn't relevant because I don't know when this is coming out. But to when it's taping, we had a huge weekend. And it's all because of you guys. So keep it up, keep it coming, and keep us on top of the charts.
KevinGoatee.com for other hilarity and shenanigans that are generally afoot. GuttingTheSacredCow.com, as we had said every day. GuttingTheSacredCow at gmail.com to advertise with us or just to say hi. We're a friendly sort. And like I said, 5-star rating, as Kevin just said. Excuse me. I don't want to repeat that. So there you have it. Dave Landau, we fucking love you, man. We love you.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Oh, the feeling is more than mutual. And we will see you next time, folks. Take care. Later.